righty, your boy is here. Let me kill this noise. Yo, what's happening, everybody? It's your boy Onyx here, going full nerd. What's going on? Sunday, 6 p.m. East Coast time. And I'm back again, talking all that good stuff. Yo, what's up to my man Rooster Bros? Appreciate you dropping in on the live stream. Thank you to everybody showing up in on You Now. Even though I feel I gotta drop You Now. You now don't get a brother the love that they used to give me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, excuse me, but, it's been one of those weeks. It's been one of those weeks, people. What's happening, my man Low Cuts? Yo, I really appreciate each and every one of y'all coming in every time, giving me that back and forth information, kind of listening to what I got to rant and ramble about each and every week. Yo, so we got some good stuff this week. We got some good stuff. You know, we on Black Panther watch. You know, I got my Marvel hat on. I got my Marvel stuff. You know, you see the Black Panther here on my shirt. He's kind of down here to the, you know, right near Luke Cage. But check this out. We've been trying to see if somebody, if anybody, can take Black Panther down in the theaters. Not happening. Yo, not even close. Well, it was close. Tomb Raider came in like, yo, okay, we're going, you know, Black Panther 4 weeks. You know, they're getting a little tired. They're getting tired with that jab and weave. We're going to come in. We're going to hit them with an uppercut. Nope. Last second, Black Panther hit them with a 1-2. Pop, pop. Down goes Tomb Raider. Oh, Black Panther takes number one in the box office in the U.S. again this week. That's 5 weeks in a row. Count them. I'm going to do it with that, you know, Dave Chappelle. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5th week in a row. Let me do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, plead the 5th week in a row. That's what they doing. You know, coming in strong number two. But, you know, Black Panther, you know, it's getting towards the end of that. You know, it only pulled 27 mil this week. Tomb Raider pulled $23.5 million this week, followed by another new release, I Can Only Imagine. Dropping down from number two to number four was A Wrinkle in Time. I'm really surprised because A Wrinkle in Time is actually a pretty decent movie. In my eyes, better than Tomb Raider. And if you haven't seen my review on Tomb Raider, it is up live on goingfullnerd.com and on the YouTube channel. So please check out that review. Drop your science in the comment section of that. You know? Yes, I saw that link, and I'm going through that. Plus, I'm also going through a couple of little things. I'm changing the intro to the channel. I'm changing the intro. I've been having a static intro, kind of, you know. I'm gonna see if I can scrounge up a couple of nickels, and get me a nice little animated intro with some hot fire music. I'm gonna see what I can do, and we're gonna see how that goes. We're going to see how that goes. But I like that cover concept you sent. And I got to talk about, you know, some of the stuff that I'm doing here, too. Oh, and I'll finish off the top box office. Number 5, another newcomer, Love, Simon. That's one of those, you know, tales of growing up, heart-rendering. Something that would probably never get reviewed here on Going Full Nerd. But, you know, hey, it did its thing, got in at number 5. So, what's up with this week in nerd news? I mean, I'm not going to talk over the obvious. I mean, the obvious, everybody was, you know, boohooing all week over our boy, the ultimate nerd, the ultimate man of science. You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. He passed away this week. Yes. Yes. And there was controversy. But I'm not going to touch that. I'm not going to touch that. You know, all we got left is Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse. Just putting it there. You know, listen to these cats. They got their science stuff down pat. But we're going to talk about some other different subjects. What we're going to talk about? Have y'all seen that hot Infinity War trailer? Or have you seen my video that was talking about the Infinity War trailer? Did you? Did you? I'm trying to see. Did you? Man, let me tell you. Let me put this out here for you. Let me let you know. Let me let you know. I'm going to talk to you about this. I'm going to tell you. Okay? You didn't even know. Come on, man. That's the best science. Big science. Big science. But, yo, let me tell you. If you did not see that Infinity War trailer, okay, I dropped a little thing about it. I was late compared to everybody else. Yes, the trailer was fire. I dropped a little reaction on it. You can see that up on GoneFoolNerd.com. You know how I say that. That's that old Joker melody from that old school Batman. GoneFoolNerd.com. You know, like doing that. But anyway, that trailer, yo, it was hot fire. I'm old. Oh. I mean, I had emotions over that trailer. I actually had to sit down. You know, that was one of them trailers where you sit down in the corner in the cold shower and you weep and sob. Because you know every character that you've grown to love over the past 10 years is about to get their hind tails just, you know, smacked. I mean, that trailer dropped. Thanos was looking like Biggie Smalls with that one line talking about kicking the door, waving the 4-4. People screaming, Papa, don't hear me no more. That's what was going down. That's how it felt, okay? Everybody's been posting these reactions. Everybody's been posting the screen caps of Captain America holding the Infinity Gauntlet. Again, oh, Jesus, Lord, get him off me. That's how Cap was looking. And I'm going to be honest with you. It ain't looking good for your favorite red, white, and blue Avenger. I'm just throwing it out there. It's not looking good. I mean, people stop talking about that one piece, no biscuit that Iron Man caught in the earlier trailers and the stuff. You know, when Thanos came over with that Debo. Like, I butt! You know, and Iron Man just crumpled, you know? You know what I'm saying? No. Iron Man got knocked the F out. I'm going to tell you that now. Cap probably going to catch a real bad one. Real bad one. I'm just putting it out there. We won't know until April 27th, April 26th, for those of us who are trying to hit that late night, midnight, you know, going show. But I'm just saying, by April 27th, you know, I'm going to have to turn the internet completely off. We're going to have to go dark when it comes talking about Avengers until I get into the movie theater. That's all I'm saying. I just got to put it out there. I'm letting you know. Cap going to get a bad one. Iron Man going to catch a bad one. Thor going to catch a bad one in the beginning of the movie. Actually, if you watch Thor Ragnarok, Thor is getting his ass whooped all the way from the end credit scene of Thor Ragnarok up until April 27th. That's how I feel. You know, I know movie time and but just imagine, think of it like that. If it was like, oh, well, you know, it's actually happening on repeat until we get to see the movie, right? So Thor is actually getting mollywopped, him and Hulk and the rest of the Asgardians getting their Asgardians kicked, getting mollywopped until April 27th. That's right. Throw your hands up. Brioni, thank you coming in. BJ Jones, what's up? Throw your hands up. All hail Infinity War getting ready to come out. Now, the thing about Infinity War, let me do this. It's already broken Fandango's record for best selling superhero movie in the first 24 hours of pre-sale. Soon as they dropped that link, all of y'all had them credit cards. Y'all was like, yo, I need 50 tickets. I need 50 tickets. And then, see, what you got to remember, Disney slick. AMC, Regal, all these movie companies, they slick. Because I tried to look at all the early showings, and all the early showings are like 3D, upsell ticket price. Come on, son. Y'all going to get it. Thor don't have no weapon. Who going to make it? No. The deal is Thor is going to rock out with Rocket Raccoon. So you're going to have Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel, teenage Groot. I can't call him baby Groot. Teenage Groot rolling with Thor to get the new hammer. You know, maybe they go to Oakland and meet up with the MC Hammer. He starts swinging him around. No, okay, bad joke. Hold on. Okay, I needed that. Had to wet my whistle. Y'all didn't see that. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I didn't do that. See, there's certain things you can do when you're not monetized on YouTube. But anyway, let's go on. Whew. But I'm going to say this. Advanced tickets for Infinity War went on sale at 6 in the morning Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern time last Friday, in conjunction with the release of the trailer. All right? They dropped the ticket with the release of the trailer. Within 6 hours, it surpassed all other superhero genre movies and just smashed the previous top two record holders. The top two record holders were Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Black Panther, respectively. It basically said, yo, the Avengers, we in the house. We getting down like that. I'm just saying. What's mollywopped? Okay, my limited. I'm going to do a little definition here. Mollywopped. Okay, I'm trying to think. Think of it this. You remember that scene in Avengers, the first Avengers movie, where Hulk grabbed Loki by the legs and was going back and forth? That's a mollywop, okay? That's the best physical description of a mollywop that I can tell you, okay? That's the basics of it. Just letting you know, okay? That's how that goes down, okay? Mollywop, puny guy, that's a mollywop, all right? I'm just getting that out there. But don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong. I did a whole video on Avengers Infinity War, but I just go there. Let me go back up in the comments just a hot second. My boy Wilbur popped in, said Vision got to get it too with the gem on his forehead. I will say one thing. I don't think he's going to get whooped up as bad as Cap and Iron Man. Cap and Iron Man, you know, they got a thing about the puffy chest. If you look at the previous movies where Vision showed up, Civil War, Age of Ultron, he wasn't coming in like, yo, I'm like swole. I'm about to start whooping up on everything. He was just real calm about stuff. And then if you think about it, you know, he's going to be like, oh, you know, because that lack of emotion, he's going to have some emotion because, you know, obviously he's trying to get that thing on with Scarlet Witch, you know, doing that thing. But what I'm saying is you basically going to Cap and Iron Man, just because their contracts with Disney are like this now, they about to get whoop, you know. And then I'm not even going to get into everybody's new favorite game. Everybody likes to play Where's Waldo? Well, everybody's in the world is talking about Where's Hawkeye right now. And, you know. Okay, yes, I know Vision can phase through stuff. He can alter his density and go through stuff. But if you look at, you know, that scene in the trailer where Captain America is holding that glove for dear life, like, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. He got two of the Infinity Stones. I'm sorry. I don't care how, you know, how intangible you getting. I think them Infinity Stones, it could still affect him just a little bit. Plus, you can see in the trailer, sometimes they show too much in the trailer. You can see somebody prying the gem off his forehead like they trying to get something. They are prying the gem off his forehead easier than I can take a cap off a beer bottle. Pop. That's how they doing it. That's how they are doing him. So just putting it out there. Hold on, gotta wet my whistle. Okay, that's a lot of talking. But I digress. We got a couple of more things to talk about. Now, moving on from Infinity War, we have an announcement. Okay, so we know the director, Ava DuVernay. She did A Wrinkle in Time, and you can check out the review of A Wrinkle in Time on goingfullnerd.com. Okay. You can check it out, check that out. But she has been tagged at this point to helm The New Gods, a DC comic property, as the director. Now, before I get to that, I'm going to answer one quick question. I see my man Low Cuts on the chat threw it up. He's like, he's wondering what stones are those because they have to go through. All right, one is the Power Stone. So, you know, Xandar already caught hell. Then if you take a look at the trailer, you can see Thanos crushing the Tesseract, getting that stone out of there. So that's what you got. You got the Power Stone off of Xandar, and you got the Tesseract Stone from, which is the, Space Stone. You got the Space Stone and the Power Stone already on the gauntlet, you know, because you already got that from the Asgardians. So we know the Asgardians already got whooped up. So back to DC New Gods, okay? This is the news that came out, all right? Ava DuVernay will helm a film based on DC's New Gods, and that's according to Variety Magazine and Hollywood, okay? This film will reportedly connect to the DC Comics Extended Universe films. Okay, we're reaching. We're reaching, Warner Brothers. But let me continue. These characters were created by the great Jack Kirby, and the New Gods are the collective residents of New Genesis and Apocalypse. Okay? These two warring planets populated by powerful alien beings. Okay? We've already touched some of these. Okay? Because Steppenwolf was in Justice League. Okay? That was the villain. All right? And we saw the Mother Boxes, and that's how we got Cyborg's origin in Justice League. So I guess that's the connection. All right? So those are central elements of Lashes Just Leak, but also they are part of the New Gods' fourth world mythology. Now, just remember, DuVernay, she had met with Marvel Studios a long, long time ago, and she was originally supposed to be the one directing Black Panther, okay? And she turned it down, and then Ryan Coogler got a hold of it, and then he put his whole foot in it like he was baking a sweet potato pie. All right? Okay. So now, let's throw this out here, okay? And she also turned down the opportunity to direct a Star Wars film. Okay, now, I will say this. She is a good director. She is an excellent director. All right? I'm going to put it out there. Let me go. Let me do this here. Let me do this. This is going to be my line. If she makes it all the way to start directing this, if she gets there, okay, I hope they got some comic book fans helping her get through and know what the heck she's looking at. Because I made a tweet, you know, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I did a tweet a while ago, and it was about Big Barda. That is a character, if you watch the old Justice League cartoons, you would have seen Big Barda. She's one of the female Furies of Apocalypse. Kind of hot, kind of tight. I'm digging that. All right? And I said, you know what? If this was a movie, they need to concentrate on her escape from Apocalypse, meeting up with the Justice League, and taking out the female Furies. That's how it should go. And there's going to be a lot of little things. They got so many characters they could touch. They got a lot of ways they can go. All right? I know people will want to see Orion. Orion is hot. You know? But there's a lot of ways. I'd say it needs to focus on Big Barda. You know what? They should have, but, you know, Marvel's going to be, you know. Okay, Brioni, you wondering what she has directed? A Wrinkle in Time. That's the hottest thing out right now that she's directed. A Wrinkle in Time. And really, I hate to say it, you know, because I'm digging all the diversity. I'm really loving all the diversity, you know, efforts in Hollywood right now. It's still not enough, but I like what they're doing. I like what they're trying, okay? I really like what they're trying. But what I'm going to go ahead and say, what I'm going to go and put out there is I think Warner Brothers is still trying too hard. Warner Brothers, listen to me. You can hire me. I come real cheap. All you got to do is send me to a couple of premieres, slide a couple of G's in my pocket, and give me some credit on the rolling credits when you put these films out. I can help fix your movie problem. I'm just throwing out there. No, A Wrinkle in Time is not comic related, but it is a good fantasy film. It is good. Yeah, and she did Selma. That's right. Exactly, Ron. I appreciate that. My homeboy from years and years and years, Ron, jumped in the room a while ago. I forgot to acknowledge. My bad. My bad. But yo, but this is the thing, okay? You got to keep the elements right. Now, this is what I've always said about superhero films, and people don't get this. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to throw this out here about superhero films. They are superhero films second, okay? They are superhero films second. You got to tell a story first, okay? Captain America, Winter Soldier, was an espionage spy film, okay? Then it was a superhero film. All right, stop, hold me on this. Ant-Man was a heist film comedy. Then it was a superhero film. You get my point? Black Panther was a political statement. Then it was a superhero film. Do you get what I'm saying here? Make it a film first and then add the superhero elements to it. But you got to add the superhero elements to it right. DC has been messing up, okay? Because DC has been saying, yo, here's the superhero, then we'll figure out how to put a story behind it. That's how they've been messing up. But your boy, I'm willing to go save them. I'm willing to go be that new superhero, Captain Save a Studio. I'm willing to do it. So what I need you to do is go over to DC Comics, go on their Twitter account, and tell them Onyx at 1969 on Twitter is willing to play Captain Save a Studio and be a technical consultant on all their superhero films for cheap on the low low. I'm just saying. You know, I could do that if y'all do it for me. I will make sure that DC Comics gets a good video out there. Yo, I could probably get it done cheaper than that, all right? Because all I want is royalties after the fact. They could give me about 15G, and I'll go ahead and be the technical consultant, go throughout the film on one film, and I bet you that film will pull a few. I'm not going to promise it's going to do a billion, but we will get a few hundred mil out of that, and I just want 4%. Not 5, not 1, not 2. I want 4%. And that's what I'm going to go. That's how I'm going to get down. 4%, I'm good. So let me leave that with you, okay? Yes, I am ready to sacrifice myself for the good of the people. I'm going to pull a Captain America versus Thanos, and I'll take that bullet. So y'all get a good Warner Brothers DC Comics Justice League movie. Or you really want to get down? Put me on a Green Lantern movie. I ain't got to direct it. I just got to be the assistant. That's all I'm saying. That in my hands. In my hands. That's what I'm talking about. So, yo. Okay. Let's do this. Let's move it on. Let's get to the next topic. Next movie-related superhero topic. Captain Marvel recasting. Woo. Okay. So, we got actress Lashana Lynch is in talks to replace DeWanda Wise in Captain Marvel following Wise's exit from the unnamed role, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on that, due to scheduling conflicts with her role in the Netflix series She's Gotta Have It, according to Hollywood Reporter. Now, this is what I'm going to go say. All right, let's put this out here. All right. This is the elephant in the room. I think that this is the black actress. And I'm going to just generically refer to this role as Black Actress 1. Because they haven't even said who this character would be. But for them to put so much behind this, it's got to be Monica Rambeau. The OG African-American former police officer, now known as Spectrum in the comic books. Old school, people call her the Black Captain Marvel because she was. I think that is the role. Now, if that is not the role, I'll be darned. But that's cool. I can dig that. It's all good. But because they putting a lot behind this. They put a lot of effort into letting us know we got to recast this random actress, okay? And not like it's Halle Berry getting recast. It's not like it's Angela Bassett getting recast. I mean, they got it going on, but this is my thing. This has got to be a character that people are looking forward to for them to be bringing up this kind of hype, all right? Just putting it out there, you know? But, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about Netflix. She's got to have it. I watched a couple of episodes of the first season that they put out, and I was like, yeah, okay. I saw the original. The original was softcore. Let me just call it that. The original Spike Lee joint that came out back in the day, black and white, with Spike playing Mars Blackman himself. There was a lot of stuff. Definitely not kid friendly. I mean, that's whoo. But you know, hey, whatever tickles you, whatever makes you your money, whatever you feel. I mean, I'm sorry. If Marvel Studios calls your boy and says, Mr. Onyx, this is the deal. We here at Marvel Studios would like you to do this bit part inside of one of our Marvel movies, and we were wondering if you would like to. Yes, I'll do it. Well, you didn't even know if we got the question. I'll do it. We would have you on screen with no problem. Yo, they ain't even got to finish the sentence. Marvel movies are making money. My goodness. Come on. Ooh. And then I see in the chat, we dropping down a couple of things. Raising Dion, I'm digging that. I gotta peep that. That's looking good. That's looking good. I would dig on that. But, you know, I mean, when Marvel Studios opens their mouth and says, yo, hey, we'd like you to star in. I don't get how these actors and actors, no, I'll pass that up. Have you seen what they're doing in the box office, yo? Really, I'd be like that with Warner Brothers on it. Hey, we'd like you to appear in this Green Lantern. Oh, man, yo, I'm getting my big toe sanded down at the doctor. And, I got to get new glasses, and we'll bring them to the, oh man, you know what, I hear somebody calling me, I'll be right back. That's how good cats be treating Warner Brothers, okay? Hey, Ben Affleck, he's still trying to get out of being Batman. Somebody got a gun to his head talking about, dog, you going to be Batman, son. I don't care what you say, you ain't got to direct it, but you going to be Batman. Yo, he been trying to get out of it. So that should tell you something. You know, you should look at it. I mean, Ryan Reynolds was glad to run away from Green Lantern. You see him jump on Deadpool. It's like, man, please. And that ain't even Marvel Studios. That's like, you know, he's like, yo, it's close enough. I'm there. Boom, I'm out, son. You know, so I'm just putting it out there. But anyway, you know, this, like I say, the speculation, she was going to play Monica Rambeau, the first woman in Marvel Comics to ever bear the name Captain Marvel. It wasn't confirmed. That's cool. You know. But I doubt that they would have had her superpower. Monique would do it. Okay. Let's divert off of my subject line for a minute. Monique and Netflix. What part of, if you're not worried, I mean, okay, we're going to take it a little serious right here. We're going to be a little serious. I'm going to be serious. Okay. Because this actually relates to my day job. Okay. I work as an employment counselor. Now, I'm going to address this Monique situation. All right. All right. Now, I'm going to explain this. All right. And I'm going to explain this in layman's terms. Okay. Monique got some money. All right. And hey, and do me a favor. Share this clip. Find out where this is at on the video. I want you to share this clip because I don't care if she get mad at me. I'm letting her know right now. Okay, that's what the problem is with people right now. All right, I can understand you. Oh, I ain't get all the money. Oh, I ain't get this money that they offered him. Don't compare yourself to everybody else. Worry about you. That's my thing. Worry about you. And when I say worry about you, take care of you. Because this is what happens. Monique is sitting there and she's like, yo, okay, hold up. I'm not getting this kind of money because Chris Rock got this kind of money. So-and-so got this kind of money and I should get this kind of money. Yo, do you know I got people that come into an employment office, the unemployment office, I'm going to call it what we don't like to call it, the unemployment office, and they got that same mentality. They ain't got no job, but they want to be picky about the jobs they could get. All right? Let me tell you, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get the bills paid. And the amount of money they offered her, okay, I'm sorry, maybe because I'm on the low end of the spectrum when it comes to salary, when it comes to money. Maybe because I'm not up there, famous, limelight or whatever. But you, I don't care if you offer them $1 million and you giving me $800,000. I'm going to take my check and I'm going to roll. I'm going to be like old girl, Tiffany Haddish. She was like, I ain't going to share what they gave me for my special, but it took care of my bills. All right? So my thing is this, it is what it is. How popular are you right now? I mean, I ain't seen Monique outside of anything except maybe with Bow Wow, you know. Last big hotness that I kind of remember was when she was on Precious, you know. How long you gonna ride the Precious train? Just saying. Not being like that, but that's, I'm the average viewer, okay? She's not relevant. Okay, so I can see why Netflix said, yo, you know, hey, I'm gonna just give you this and we roll it. What, get your money, then complain. That's all I'm saying. Take the money, build a credibility back up, then ask for more. Yes, blue to green saving, you dropped it. You know, yo, Wilbur, yes, it sounds good to me. Heck, I'm doing this for free. Y'all getting my best set for free. None of y'all had to pay the 2-drink minimum to come in here, you know? So I'm just saying, just putting that out there. That's it. But anyway, coming to the last subject of this week's show. And I got to say, this last part is actually kind of sad. And I really don't want to joke about this, but yo, Toys R Us is closing. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I think this is just pretty damn sad. Yeah. Yo, she probably don't even have that. Heck, I could barely hold on to 800. Yo, but yo, this is pretty sad, man. Toys R Us, man. Toys R Us is closing. Do y'all get this? Do you understand the ramifications of this? We are basically wiping out the Toys R Us kids. I mean, but we've seen it coming. We order from Amazon. We want instant satisfaction. Walmart giving us stuff on the low low. Target trying to give us stuff on the low low. We don't want to take the time to go into a singular store and just go ahead. We want to go in. We want to match prices. We want to do that. Yo, that hurts my feelings, yo. It hurts my feelings that Toys R Us is going away. I'm going to share a little thing. You know, people usually laugh. They joke. They be like, yo, ha, yeah. You know, black kids be like when we go to the store, you know, don't look at nothing, don't touch nothing, you ain't getting nothing. But, you know, Toys R Us was that time we could go, we knew we wasn't getting nothing, but we could touch it. You know, we could play with it. You know, that's all of our childhoods. And it really hurts me because I just had my third grandson. We just had my third grandson. And he won't know the feeling of going into Toys R Us and getting that swell up. All right, my granddaughter, my first granddaughter, my first grandson, they'll know and they'll miss it. But, you know, because grandpa buys some stuff. But, you know, my third grandson, he's not going to know what it's like to go into a Toys R Us and be like, oh, I want this. You know, they not going to have that feeling. Kids are not going to know that, you know. I remember Christmas time used to be a hot time. You used to get it in the Sunday papers or get it in the mail. That book would be thick. Do I have something that thick? Yo, that book would be like this thick, yo. Talking about, yo, these are all the new toys. The hottest. And we'd be sitting there, okay, circle, earmark, look at this. Ooh, mama, daddy. Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy. But yo, you know, I saw the saddest picture online, and that was a picture of Jeffrey the giraffe with a tear coming down his eye. Yo, I almost wanted to cry, yo. I almost got emotional. Emotional. But then I started thinking, I might need to go buy all that stuff and get on eBay and Amazon my damn self. You know, with like everybody else. So, I mean, I'm just saying, our childhood is going away. You know, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. So, but yes, there's a million that I could play with. And for a lot of us, that was the only time we was going to play with them toys back in the day. Just putting it there. Just putting it there. But it brings us to the end of our show. And let me just drop these three little Toys R Us facts. When will the Toys R Us closing sales begin? Because, you know, go get a piece of that childhood. This Tuesday coming up, there's a bankruptcy hearing. And that's when the Toys R Us parent company is going to get the approvals to start doing the deep discounts. So you'll hear about that probably Tuesday. All right. And the store closing signs are going to start going up on Tuesday, just to let you know, at most of the locations. If you're in a big city, the big, well-selling locations, they will be the last ones to get the discounts going. It's going to start with the smaller stores, and then, boom, it's going to expand from there. When will Toys R Us officially close? Just to let you know, this is all coming out the news, folks. Toys R Us will likely shut their doors within the next 2 months. So we're talking, this is mid-March right now, mid-April, mid-May. By June, they're going to be gone. It's done. Zero, zip, zilch, poof, it's out of here. Just letting you know. Last but not least, there's some of you who like to get gift cards, coupons. So what do you do with those? All right. Endless earnings and gift cards will only be honored for the next 30 days. Get in there and buy your stuff now. Because once they get to that point where they start selling fixtures, you ain't getting no discount or nothing. When they start dropping the 40, 50, 60% savings, they are not going to allow coupons. The gift cards are going to be like, yo, and don't lose that money. And that goes for Toys R Us and Baby R Us. They're closing over 800 stores. So, to your childhood right there. Man. First it was KB Toys back in the day. Then Toys R Us. Circuit City went poof. Man. Yo, y'all better hold on to Best Buy. Y'all better hold on to stuff like that, yo. I'm just saying. Because if you, hey, because some of y'all credit jacked up. So, I know y'all ain't got no credit cards to be ordering from Amazon. Just putting it out there. I'm, you know, not trying to put anybody business out there, but I'm just letting you know. Blockbuster 2, yeah. But you know what? Blockbuster technology really just did Blockbuster. You know, technology took Blockbuster and was like, yo, nah, bro. We ain't going to stand in line to go there, and you ain't got the tape when I could just click, 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 and get that joint back in my house on the computer screen or on the TV screen in 2 seconds. So, you know, that's how that rolls. Man, but anyway, hey, I appreciate each and every one of you for coming out. Thank you so much. We've been rocking for over 40 minutes. I think this is a win for the day. Winn-Dixie? Yo, the South is going like that, Winn-Dixie? I was more of a Piggly Wiggly person when I lived in the Deep South, just letting you know. Even though them Winn-Dixie sodas was the beast, yo. For those of my people in the North, if you remember Chex sodas, you know, that came in all the different flavors, all right? Or if you remember, I'm a shout out, my man from New York, my man Ron should remember this. You remember Gals? And they had those flavor sodas. You used to be able to get pineapple, black cherry. You know, for all you fancy people, that's Fanta. All right? But, you know, we used to be able to get all that cool stuff back then. But anyway, it is what it is. Hey, thank you for rocking out with me every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's what we're going down with, Going Full Nerd. Please check out the website, goingfullnerd.com. onyxhair.com. You'll see all my videos plus a little more. Also, I'm going to do a couple of videos this week letting you know about some new platforms that I'm going on and some other platforms that I'm getting ready to drop to the wind, okay? And I'm letting you hear it here first. You Now doesn't give the brother any love. So what I'm getting ready to do, You Now, I'm getting ready to vote them off the island and drop them to the curb. Nothing personal, but it's all about traffic, bandwidth, and all that good stuff. Now, you came in too late, You Now viewer. You came in too late, but it's okay. You can get this. You can see the replay on youtube.com/goingfullnerd or check out goingfullnerd.com. All right? But I'm going to have to vote You Now off the island, and we're going to replace You Now with the Anchor app. Yes, Anchor FM. So you don't get all the expressions and the face, but you get the audio. You get what we talk about. Anchor.fm/goingfullnerd. That is my podcast. You can also catch my podcast on iTunes. Yes, your boy is moving up in the world. I'm getting on iTunes. You go ahead, you peep it out. You check it out. You go on iTunes, go in that search. You type in Going Full Nerd. Don't be all sadiddy and putting spaces. We want it all together. All right? We want it all together. You go Going Full Nerd, and you can find what I'm starting to produce, these episodes here. Plus, I'm going to start dropping some of the Onyx Uncensored, and maybe we'll bring back Coffee Time in the morning with some non-nerd talk, some personal growth, and some motivational speaking. We may do some of that again. I'm not always negative about things, people. Oh, man, we're going to get it. So I am going to finish my adult beverage. And I'm going to leave these words of wisdom with you. Please, if you can, if you can't say anything nice to somebody, don't say anything at all. Let me talk all of that foolishness, and we will check you out another time. Yes, yes, Anchor FM app. Yes, I will put the link in the description of this video once it uploads to YouTube. So I will put all the links. Plus, there's a new app called Discord. It's going to be, that's going to be my invite place. That's where I'm going to invite people for some premium content. I just got to finish putting it all together. We may charge. We may charge for it. We may have you drop a couple of nickels and dimes just to get the invite link, because we're going to run it like a private party. But catch it while it's free. I may just randomly throw it up every now and then. So you got to make sure you follow me on Twitter. Because if you don't follow me on Twitter, you don't get the good stuff. So you get all those links in the description of this video. Peace, and I'm out of here, folks. Let me hit that music, and we are gone.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.